looking at a new office buildings, admin buildings for the council. The old ones here are extremely old and tired, and they leak, and the walls are falling in, and the stumps are buggered. So we're shovel ready, and this money will go towards that, and towards a good construction. You know, any construction jobs are serious, hard-earned jobs, and they're the ones that you really need. And things like road construction, we've actually got our flood damage approved now, and all the local contractors are out working on the roads, and there's money rolling around our shire again, which is really good to see.
And how does the community benefit, the wider community in Richmond benefit from those sorts of construction works?
Oh, everyone benefits. For a start, local contractors benefit, so they'll employ people. Sure, you're always going to have one big contractor will come in, but, you know, there's guidelines and stipulations that you can put in place as a principal contractor to say that, you know, if these people have the skills, they need to be employed. So then they spend money in our community. They not only live in the community while that construction's on, they rent houses, they stay at the motels, they buy meals at the pubs, you know, they go to the events. All that thing goes around, and that's really important.
John Wharton, Richmond Mayor, who says the council will also be contributing funds to that project. But not everyone was a winner. The shires of Quilpie and Boulia did not meet the criteria, according to the Deputy Prime Minister, Warren Truss.
Basically, they have to have had a 1 in 20 year rainfall deficiency over 20% of the shire. So we're not asking for the whole shire to be drought-stricken, but at least 20% of it has to meet that 1 in 20 year rainfall deficiency. Now, I know they're all dry. I know that there's a lot of hardship and difficulties that communities are facing, and of course the farmers and graziers in those areas are eligible for the assistance that are being provided to drought communities all across the country. Now, we'll look again in a few months' time about what the options might be in that regard, but at this stage they don't meet the criteria that was set for the program.
Warren Truss, the Deputy Prime Minister. Quilpie in the state's southwest was one of the shires that missed out on funding. Mayor Stuart McKenzie says it's an absolute injustice.
It's gut-wrenching, to be honest. I certainly didn't sleep much last night. I'm really struggling to see what they're trying to do. I mean, if my council rolled out a program like this and you saw the couple of communities that were obviously eligible for something, and because of the criteria they weren't eligible, then you would go back and you'd change the eligibility criteria. Like, it's a really simple process. You have to focus on what you're trying to achieve and make sure that you get there. I struggle to just get my head around how any department, or how the minister, to be honest, could oversee something like this. It's incredibly cruel.
The criteria that Quilpie and Boulia shires have failed on is that they don't meet the 20% of the shire being in a 1 in 20 year drought. What's your response to that?
What does that actually mean? What do we have to do to prove that? I've got no idea. I don't know even where the rainfall figures are coming from. We sent through a heap of stuff and actual stories of people, like my neighbour who started pushing scrub for his cattle in April 2013 and is still going. Someone who's had, I think, 280 mil over 2.5 years when normally they would have 700 or 800 mil. Like, I have no idea, and they won't talk to us. We're getting no feedback. We sit there. We sent this in 2 months ago, and 2 months later we hear a press release saying we're not eligible. How could a minister look at a map of Queensland and look at the drought area, see all the shires that are eligible for this funding, and in the middle of that, there's two shires which aren't? Like, in Corby's case, we're completely surrounded. All the other shires around us are getting this funding. We've been through exactly the same process. We got drought declared in July 2013. Boulia, the other one, got drought declared in April 2013. We've gone through exactly the same process as everyone else. I travel this country a hell of a lot more than Minister Truss does. So I know where it's rained and where it hasn't in the last 3-4 years. And we've been through exactly the same process, and we're going through the same pain. And to actually put through a program where you can take a couple of shires and say, oh no, you know, we can save $1.5 million by not giving it to them, it's just heartless, it really is.
What were the projects that you were looking to roll out if you were eligible for the $1.5 million?
Okay, so two of the main areas, the Natural History Museum, Erromanga, and our Bulla Park development in Quilpie. which is all about employing people locally to do this work and also developing our capacity to bring in a lot more tourists into the region. So they are projects that have been well organised, and $1.5 million to the government is nothing. To us, it is very significant. There would be a long-term benefits to it. It would be of immediate employment to the people who are most affected. And I'm at a loss for words, to be honest. I just really struggle to understand how government could do this. I will certainly never give up on this, because this is a massive injustice. And I will do everything we can, and I will never give up on it, believe me. And if they see fit in 2 months' time, great. We can just get on with it. But why would you put a community through this? It's just heartless. It really is.